Madam Chair. Thank you for giving the floor to the European Union. We appreciate this opportunity to shed more light on the human rights dimension of sustainable development. The 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development is indeed our collective overarching roadmap for achieving sustainable development and multilateral action, as was made clear at the recent SDG summit. The 2030 Agenda is grounded in international human rights law and emphasizes the obligations of all states to respect, protect, and fulfill human rights for all without distinction of any kind. Achieving sustainable and inclusive development is among the EU's political and policy priorities. Collectively, the EU and its member states have provided close to €93 billion to partner countries in 2022, which represents 43% of global official development assistance. Through the EU's Global Gateway, we are investing in key areas linked to human and social development, digital, energy, transport, health, education, all of which will contribute to achieving the SDGs and the Paris Agreement. The overall approach of the Global Gateway vis-à-vis partner countries is also fully respecting and promoting human rights, international standards of labour protection, as well as good governance and transparency. The EU reiterates that inclusive and sustainable development can only be achieved through the full enjoyment of all human rights, be they civil, cultural, economic, political, or social, by all. The implementation of the right to development cannot be seen purely through an economic lens, nor can a lack of development be used as a pretext by states not to fulfill their human rights obligations. The right to development is rooted in the universality, indivisibility, interrelation, and interdependence of all human rights. States have the primary responsibility for the full realization of human rights, and individuals are the right holders as well as the central actors, drivers, and beneficiaries of the development process. Today, diverging views on the right to development go beyond the caricatured North-South divide, most recently about the draft legally binding instrument prepared by the Working Group on the Rights to Development. For consensus to emerge, it is important to consider such views. Finally, the EU takes note of the themes and studies proposed by the expert mechanism during the session. We are looking forward to the discussions. I thank you.